Okay, Jeremy Bradley, you're catching my breath. I'm kind of winded after all that trampolining, but it's a great time here back at ISOT, right?
ISOT is, yeah.
It's I-S-A-U-T-E, right?
You got it.
Okay, so if you don't have a French accent, that is how you pronounce it. So back here chatting with Brian, who gave me the tour of this place, and jumping into the foam blocks that are there, and then there's the trapeze, right? We didn't mention that in the first segment.
That's correct. Pretty fun.
That's pretty wild. So I gotta say, you know, I was bouncing, you know, we were gone for about 15 minutes there, out of breath, but you work up, you know, quite a sweat, and you kind of start to feel it. And then when you stop jumping, this is the thing I didn't think, you still feel like you're bouncing when you're walking for a little bit after that, right?
If you've been jumping for about 15 to 20 minutes, that's a very good point. You do feel you feel funny when nothing's moving. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a, it takes about 2 or 3 minutes to get used to it, and you're okay.
Okay, so just as I was about to go out there and start jumping, all of a sudden these guys are racing each other through this, what I thought was American Ninja Warriors, our friends at NBC, that's their primetime show. So tell me about that, because it's got the wall, right, where you keep yourself up, you get across that. There was a cargo net, it looked like, I guess, right? So
right,
what?
And, cargo net.
And you said that there was somebody who did that in 21 seconds, was it?
He took about, I think the first time he came in, it was one of our regular customers, and when we set up the ninja course, we set that up, first day we opened, it wasn't there yet. So once we finally had it open, we had different people try it, and then this guy came in. And then he tried it, I think it must have been at least over 40 times, and where he would knock off 2 to 3 seconds on it, but because he was basically getting tricks over and over, because when you do this thing, you just, there's certain areas where I guess you could say you're kind of cheating and stuff, but he's brought it down under 21 seconds. For anybody who's really, I would say, you know, somebody who goes to the gym 3-4 times a week and in great shape will do it. If he's lucky, he'll do it under 50 seconds. This guy's doing it under 21. He's flying through it. But it's been kind of good, because now every time he does it, he's helped other people, because people pick up on his little tricks. So now we've got a dozen people doing under 25 seconds, where we didn't have that even 6 months ago.
Well, I got my time down to a good 9 minutes on it when I was trying it. Now, we actually had to come back to the music set. They had to throw me a microphone to do it. What is the highest people can jump? Because you showed me an area where there's something taped to the wall, right, and somebody was able to get that. So how high is that?
I'm guessing close to 20 feet, believe it or not. I know. What's great about it, though, is it's kind of, as you see, it's kind of confined. Mm-hmm. So that because 20 feet, I mean, if you miss that, you know, but it's a safe, really, really safe area where they're jumping, they're right next to walls. So if, you know, they did do it a little awkwardly, they can definitely get, you know, at least land correctly, and so we try and have that secluded in an area. Mm-hmm. Where and we I don't know if you noticed those coupons that we put up on the top, so they're 2-for-1 coupons, so if you can jump that high,
that's worth it.
Yeah. But you know what, what's funny is that we get one of our staff to go and pin them up there, so it's definitely doable.
It can be done. Absolutely. So if you're wanting to burn some calories, have a party, spend an evening here, there's a website and phone number that people can check out, right?
Correct. It's iso.ca. There's 3 locations. We have a location in Laval, just outside of Montreal, and Anjou, which is pretty much downtown Montreal, and not so much downtown, just a little out, and in Quebec City, where we're at right now. And if people need to reach us, it's 418-478-2344. And we're open 7 days. Of course, weekends get kind of busy, so you might want to reserve ahead of time. Especially for a small group and stuff, it's way better if people reserve.
I was going to say, so for celebrations, you also are celebrating anniversaries, right?
That's right, yeah. It'll be a year, 12th of January. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. All right, well, I'm going to head back to the trampoline. I've caught my breath. And thanks so much for having us here, Brian. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. For